And we're back.
We are. It's hot.
Ah. Ow. Something on you just popped.
It did. And it hurt. And I ain't like it. And it's hot. And I'm stressed.
We got. Are you stressed?
This is gonna be a short one, y'all.
Because you're okay. All right.
My body is giving out on me. I'm 75 and a half. I cannot do it. 3/4 in a second. Okay, I was born in 1748 and I can't do it.
None of that is correct. But okay. All right, before our break, we said we were going to get into the history of polyamory. So let's get into it. Ideas around polyamory have a long history in the United States. According to Dr. Elizabeth Sheff, polyamory occurred in 3 waves within this country.
The first wave occurred in the 19th century. They were not labeled anything yet, so polyamory was not a word. But this was the emergence of free love communities like Brook Farm, Neshoba, and Oneida, which, if you're asking, yes, they make motherfucking silverware. Okay, they was in here doing complex marriage and telling niggas not to nut in people and making spoons, bitch. And we eat on them spoons. Okay, we eat our cereal on them spoons. Okay, the no nut spoons. No nut spoons. Okay, no nut. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had something about cults, but you just ruined it with no nut spoons. So I'm gonna just continue.
Look ahead, cults. What about them? They was a cult. Oneida was a cult.
Yeah, just saying these free love communities. But yeah, no. So Oneida was a cult, and you know they had to make some. Cults usually have products, like pretty good products.
That's where they get their no nut spoons from.
That's where we get our fancy ass silver, I guess.
Our no nut spoons and our fornicating forks. But don't fornicate too much because you can't nut.
What about the knives?
No nut. Knives?
You don't even know.
Knives also sounds like it starts with an N, which is I don't like.
That's the only bad thing you had to say about knives.
Because I already said no nut spoons.
She said no nut spoons.
So now I should have said no nut knives. And now I need to come up with spoons for something else. So I'm going to say
spermy spoons.
Sexually complicated spoons.
Sexually ungratified spoons.
Yeah, right, because you can't nut.
I'm about to say, no nut. That no, means.
I mean, maybe you can nut. Maybe you just can't nut. Well, you're not supposed to nut inside somebody. So I guess you pull out.
Oh, so basically it was one of those where it's like practicing.
What is it called?
Practicing self control.
Okay, when I looked it up, you know what? I'm about to look it up right now. Don't even worry about it.
All
right.
Well, we'll come back to that. The second wave occurred in the 20th century during the 60s and 70s. This is a time of sexual liberation with the feminist movement and gay liberation movement happening. Through this, we see the emergence of group sex, swinging, communes, and support groups.
Damn, I have a lot I want to say about this, but I also want to look up this first. Male sexual continence. 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 Ain't that a word?
Yes, you just said it 72 times.
And don't that mean like constipation though?
Look it up again.
Incontinence.
It's incontinence?
What's incontinence?
The opposite of continence. Sorry.
Okay, so what's continence?
Well, you must have that.
Oh, self-restraint, especially with regard to sex.
Yeah.
So male continence. So they was like, hey, don't nut in these bitches.
Yeah, because they wanted them to have self-restraint. That's what I'm saying. Self-control.
Okay. Yeah. And they had complex marriage. So everybody was married, but they called each other brother and sister.
Sounds pretty complex to me.
That's just weird. So could you just fuck anybody as long as you ain't nut? Can women nut? Probably not. They probably didn't give a fuck about that shit. They didn't even know what the clues were us. Anyway.
Alright, so.
Wave 2. We on wave 2, right?
I just read it.
Yeah. You was talking about group sex. I like group sex.
Group sex, swinging, communes, and support groups.
Yes. Okay, this was a time to be alive. Okay, this was hippie season. So this makes perfect sense why people started to be more poly during this time.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, fuck everything. And then the HIV epidemic came and motherfuckers started to get re-conservative about sex. Shit fucked all the shit.
Well, yeah, they were like, absolutely not. Fear.
So, okay, so the third wave. So the third wave comes with the existence of technology, the creation of the internet. Surprise, surprise, nobody's surprised. Okay, the internet makes everything happen. Mm-hmm. So this allowed information about polyamory to spread, as well as connect poly people across the world in various ways. So they were talking about, like, dating, getting advice from other poly people. If you didn't know what poly was, now you just it's easy to just Google it. Like, I just Google continents, I can Google poly. That's kind of what I did for the show, but
I was saying, didn't you do that already?
So you know, all of the internet really changed with things and made people realize that this was an option that they had and that they could do this instead of being monogamous, which a lot of people don't want to be, despite the fact that we're told that that's the only acceptable way to be.
We're told a lot of things that are supposedly acceptable or not. All right.
But that's the history of it in America in a nutshell. I mean, we know that it exists in other countries and stuff like that. Like, we hear a lot about Muslim people having more than one wives, or men in Africa having more than one wives. And they have their other reasons, right? There's religious reasons or financial reasons or whatever. But this is just because you have the ability to be attracted to multiple people at once. That's kind of what this is.
Right. Oh, snap.
Is you watching a movie?
No. I wasn't even actually doing anything. I was looking at one thing and then it turned into something else. I'm stressed. Anyway.
She started watching a movie in the middle of the show.
I did not. I was looking for something rude. All right, what?
So, perhaps you are interested in engaging in a poly relationship. Here are a few tips to get you started.
All right. Number one, start from a healthy place.
Super fucking important, because if you are like Joe and Love on You, okay, this season where they was like, oh, we're going to start swinging because we so motherfucking unhappy with each other because we found out that we're both mass murderers, then we're going to, you know, it's going to make our relationship better. And then y'all see, if y'all watch the show, that it didn't. Two people ended up in a box. Mm-hmm. And now Love is dead. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Sorry. But yeah. So start from a healthy place, okay? You all have to be in a healthy place so that you don't, because if y'all are in an unhealthy place and you think that you're going to bring somebody else in to make it better, really all you're doing is bringing them to an unhealthy place. And nobody want to deal with that bullshit.
No.
Boom.
Starting from a healthy place also made me don't join a cult. Just throw it out there.
You don't, yeah, okay. Cults are actually not good, okay? I don't give a fuck about how good they spoons are.
Weird way to wrap that up. But sure. All right. Tip number two. Dude, what?
Nice ass spoons.
No. The
they expensive.
The silverware is notwithstanding. It's just upsetting that, what the fuck?
Like, you know, you can go to Family Dollar and get, like, a pack of Four Forks for $1. That Onita Limited shit, the little snow nut spoons, them motherfuckers cost, like, $5 for two.
Yeah, they're really...
They're some nice ass spoons.
They are real nice. Like, it's high quality silverware. It's just real annoying by its origins, I guess.
They got... Because it's all the energy of not nutting built up in these motherfucking spoons.
Well, now, they probably did nut, just not inside people. Maybe they were given a time to nut. So, like, you know, eat, brush your teeth, fucking pray to whoever, make silverware, have sex. Do not nut. Hold the nut.
Hold the nut and then release the energy to the motherfucking silverware gods.
No, you are, well, fair. Or, come in bedtime... Come, go to sleep.
All that nut is to the silverware guys. Okay.
Fucking itinerary.
Fucking Spoonzilla. Anyway, where are we at? We on number two?
I'm real upset about it. What? Yes, two.
Okay, figure out your goals. Also important. Do you know what you want out of this? Like, why are you being poly? Like, are you being poly because you truly believe you have the capacity to be involved with multiple people? Or because
your partner is like, we should be poly.
Yes, you're feeling pressured, or because motherfuckers want to cheat. So
these are all things.
Right. Okay. And then you also got to figure out, like, when you say other people can be involved, do you just mean sexually? Do you mean like y'all can go out on dates? Are you allowed to be in whole ass relationships with multiple people? Like, there are levels to this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Number three, learn together.
Yes, there's so much to learn about being poly, and nobody knows everything.
Why not build up your knowledge together?
Point blank, period. Like a city girl.
Yay. Okay. No, I just said okay, like four.
Oh, four! Acknowledge your monogamy mindsets, okay? Even if you are poly and you're like, yes, I'm poly 100%, I know that's what I want to do. We all grew up in a society that said monogamy is best. It's the only thing that is acceptable. And sometimes it rears its ugly head in our subconscious and says, "This, what you're doing is wrong." Mm-hmm. And you have to say, I realize that this is coming from a place of indoctrination.
Mm-hmm.
unlearn that shit. Unless you don't want to, like me. Because I really just, I don't have the capacity to date multiple people at once. But for the people that do, this is important.
This is important. Because I also acknowledge that I don't have the capacity to date multiple people at once. I am a lazy
It would have been nice to get some poly people on here. Like, our IT person is poly. That nigga taking a nap, though.
He's had a long day.
He has had a long day.
Tech wizarding takes his energy.
They really do. He look like a little baby, a little bald-headed baby right now.
He probably kick her ass if he heard what we were saying. You're angry, baby. I'm weak that you said four. Like, everybody's like, how many, you know those kids' videos? Like, how many chocolates are on the screen? And you're like, four, you're screaming. And then the thing's like, four. That's what she sounded like. All right.
All right.
Five. Be prepared for self-examination.
Yes. You got multiple people romantically involved with you. They gonna call you out of your shit, so be prepared to do some self-reflection, some self-examination. Maybe that issue that you had in your relationship when it was just you and them, and you thought it was them, is actually you. And maybe you need to change.
Maybe.
Okay, because now two people telling you the same motherfucking thing.
No.
It's not them.
And
it's you.
Feeling attacked. Everybody say the same shit. What?
Okay, it can't all be them. It can't. Alright, fix yourself. Dig a little deeper, homie.
Take that shovel, bro.
Alright, I'm six. Focus on boundaries, not rules. That's one thing about being poly is that people don't want to control one another. That's part of the reason why people are poly. We act like we're not, because we know that the fact remains that people are going to be attracted to other people. Mm-hmm. Even in monogamous relationships, you don't stop having eyes. Okay, if someone is attractive, you're going to notice that. Mm. And that's kind of the point of poly, is to say that, like, I don't control your desires. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that there are not boundaries that I would like for you to stick within, limitations that I would like for you to stick within. Mm-hmm. And if you could respect those as best as possible, that would be great. But that doesn't necessarily mean that there are rules and you broke a rule and you're a bad person or anything like that.
Hmm. Interesting. Seven, make a plan for jealousy.
Because people gonna get jealous. It's a natural human reaction. Mm-hmm. Someone's gonna feel like you're spending more time with such and such than me. Why? And what are you gonna do about that?
Come up with a plan.
Do y'all have a group family meeting? I mean, I don't know.
You can plan that.
Like, let's figure it out. Hash it all out. Make people understand, you know? And that goes to the last one on the list.
Eight.
Motherfucking communicate. Communicate. That's for any relationship, though.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
But this one, especially, you know, because you got to make sure everybody's on the same page, okay? Girlfriend one and two. Boyfriend one and two and girlfriend three. Okay. I don't know. I just made it up. Boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, seven.
That's a lot of people. I'm stressed out.
Are you in a triad?
Stress.
Are you in a quadruplet? Are you a quadruple?
Stress.
A thruple or a quadruple?
The decouple. And then
titty eye runner out breath. Help. Okay. That's too many. Where the lines go? Who is with who and why? Everybody together? I just know. How does this work?
This is a coat.
Y'all make spoons, don't y'all?
Wait. Not this is a coat. Y'all make spoons, don't y'all? Probably. Spoons for size, fucking China sets. The fuck?
What? Plates?
Who's gonna need it?
Do I need to make plates?
I don't know.
Motherfucking pussy plates.
All I know is who's your leader, but also, can I get a discount on whatever the fuck this is? Thank you. Like, no.
I think them niggas do make plates. I think they make pants too.
Okay, so anybody who might be familiar with this a little more than we are, comment on this post when you hear it. And let us know. Do they make plates?
I can't believe these niggas make silverware at all. Okay, I've been sitting here eating with my no-nut spoon.
Cults make a product. That's part. How do you think they get money for the culture?
Yes, but this is a weird coat. It's like a sex coat. Like, they wasn't like coats. They weren't like, everybody commit suicide all at once. Like, what's his face?
Jim Jones.
Mm-hmm. Is that his name? Mm-hmm. Ballin'. Mm-hmm. Really?
Not that nigga. But that's the same. It's not the same person, bro. He would be like 82, right? Nah, he'd be older than that. That man dead. Anyway.
I just got confused. I thought Jim Jones, motherfucker, trying to trick us like motherfucking Coliseum with the balling.
No,
every time you be like balling, it like indoctrinates you if you want to commit suicide or something. I don't know.
No, Jim Jones was a whole thing.
I was about to say, what the fuck? I be balling all the time, bro. That's probably why I got mental health problems now.
No.
No?
It's not. Quick, hold up. off dress, but I'm gonna do it anyway. This man started a cult in the form of a religion in a church, right?
That's the Oneida people was the spoon makers. They spoons. That's why I said they got a spoon guy.
So anyway, then
they told them to fuck.
Fair. Then he moved his followers to
Texas.
Yes, but then Africa.
Damn, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, moved them to Africa. They had their own commune. It's great.
Communes. And then,
you know, he didn't want niggas to leave.
So he told them to kill themselves.
Well, the blue dye. If they didn't drink the punch.
It was like Riverdale. It was like Riverdale. Have you seen Riverdale?
No. Here, hold up. If they didn't drink. Okay, so there was a plan. They had run several drills. They identified the people who weren't going to do it. So the plan was arsenic in the punch. You drink that shit, you die. The people that didn't want to drink the punch leave, got shot. Damn. Everybody died.
Damn.
I think there are like a couple survivors. I don't remember how, but like most of the people died.
Okay, so this is exactly like Riverdale. If y'all don't watch Riverdale, y'all should watch Riverdale. That shit was scary. I don't like Riverdale. You would like Riverdale.
I'm excited about Riverdale.
It's a little spooky. But yeah, one of the episodes, they had some cult shit going on where they was all playing that game. And then at the end of the game, you had to drink the punch out of the little goblet.
Yeah.
And the motherfuckers' mouths and stuff was blue and shit.
Yeah.
That's where they got that shit from.
It's creepy basically as the fuck. Arsenic or whatever the fuck. You can make punch deadly and a lot of things. But anyway.
She said that way too confidently. I just want y'all to know that no matter what happens to me, I didn't choose it.
I'm not gonna kill you.
Anyway.
First of all, I wouldn't kill you. That's obvious. Second of all.
She gonna kill me with a spoon. Oh my God.
Yes, I'm gonna beat you, bludgeon you to death with a spoon. Now.
Here we go. Anyway. Yes, but this is not to say that polyamory is part of a cult. That is not the point of this.
No. That's not where we're saying it.
I don't know how we got to cults, actually.
You kept talking about fucking silverware.
Them niggas make silverware, right?
Oneida. That's how we got to
cults. You can buy stock in the Oneida.
Bro, that's how we got to cults. We found the segue.
Yes. Well, anyway. No, polyamory is not a cult. It is just it's a lifestyle choice. And if you guys want to choose it, then listen to the rest of this that made sense before we went on a rant about cults.
Yes. But unfortunately, you know, cults do use the polyamory lifestyle.
That's true.
In there.
But it's a little weird, you know. I wouldn't call somebody I'm fucking brother.
No, that sounds weird. Cult activity.
Hey, brother. Like, oh, no. Oh, my God. I just felt disgusting just saying that just now.
And plus, then it sounds like that whole fucking... what's that nigga's name? Who be like, hey, brother, the bounty hunter?
I don't know.
You know who I'm talking about. I gotta show you a picture. Anyway.
But yeah, so that's polyamory. You know, it's the holiday coming up. We want to celebrate it. If you know people, tell them to share their stories with us on Instagram, our Facebook, because we want to know all about their stuff and what they do. Because we don't know, because we're not poly.
No.
So.
Yeah. And if you're listening to this, it'll be the day before.
Yes. So on that day, please have them share shit with us. We want to know.
Yeah. And just ahead of time, because if you listen to this on the day it drops or the 23rd, Happy National Polyamory Day!
Yes! Happy early National Polyamory Day. Also, now we're going to switch gears real fast to some regular old intimate spaces business.
Mm-hmm.
Erotic Spaces Episode 1 dropped today.
It did!
So, it is available right now for you all to go take a look-see. If you are a patron of our Patreon. So please, like we said, we are dropping exclusive content. You don't want to miss out on this.
Nope.
So, go ahead. We have memberships on 4 different tier levels. We have a $3, a $5, a $10, and a $25. Okay? The $3 one is really just kind of like you support us, and that's dope as fuck. $3 a month. Okay? You really don't get nothing with it. Sorry. But... All right, all the way up to $25, where you get everything under the sun, my nigga. Anything you want from us, you gonna get it, period. Except for not like that.
No matter anything they want, because...
not like that, like that. Pass. That sounds, you know... No, yeah. You can't buy us.
No, I'm about to say...
But,
Hard pass.
Anything on the Patreon you can get, you know what
there
I'm saying?
There you go. Mm-hmm.
If we put it on the Patreon, you got it. You got it early, too. You get early access, all types of shit. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the 5 and the 10 is somewhere in the middle. If you want to know exactly what you get with those, make sure you go to Instagram or Facebook and they'll tell you exactly what they are.
Yeah.
But yes, Erotic Spaces has begun. It's going to be dope. We drop 1 video a month And you want to be sure that you watch it. The fuck?
Yeah.
Because we did that shit.
Yep. First episode of the series.
It's Devin.
It's me.
Turn the fuck up. Yes. So, you know,
pay to get that content. Because we ain't dropping it on regular social.
We are not. We are not. You're that's not the point of Patreon. Anywhere. You want to see cuff dates anywhere but on Patreon. Okay, and you want to see recorded podcasts anywhere but on Patreon. So the Father's Day, Mother's Day episodes, the cuff dates, erotic spaces,
all anything else we do.
Any live streams, Patreon. Patreon, Patreon, Patreon. Remember that.
Remember that. Because our social media is just, you know, regular, regular, intimate spaces stuff. You want to be a step above and feel exclusive?
Join us. That's how you do it.
On our Patreon. Become a patron. We love y'all.
Yes. We want to give y'all good content.
Yes, we do.
Y'all want to see how you want to see how to give a blowjob? I don't know. I made that up. I ain't did that yet, but we might.
I'm about to say, what? Is that what we discussed? Who told me? I'm about to say, when we do that? The fuck?
Not with a real man, a banana or something.
I'm about to say,
this ain't porn.
This ain't porn.
I thought if it was porn, that wouldn't be a big reward deal, but I'm not interested in porn. But,
me either, also.
Anyway, but yeah, so, like I said, in really intimate spaces business, make sure that you do that. Make sure that you support us. We love y'all. All that good stuff. And also, be sure to be on the... If you don't follow us, be sure to follow us. Because we are doing our first live event. The date has dropped. February 26, 2022.
Yes.
That's all that motherfuckers know about it. They don't know shit else about it because I ain't said shit else about it.
I'm about to say, there's nothing else out there. So okay. That's all they know.
But once I feel like dropping more information, it's going to go on our Instagram and our Facebook, so you better be following so that way you know.
And please be on the lookout at all times of the day, because she be ready at 3 a.m., 2 a.m., 1 a.m., fucking 8 p.m., fucking...
I have insomnia.
I'm just saying, you got to be ready. You got to stay ready, so you got to get ready, or you're going to miss some shit, all right?
Fair point.
I'm just saying.
Hella accurate, but yeah, so that's it. But yeah, so that's our poly episode. Mm-hmm. We cleaned house just now, and giving y'all the updates on the information of the things.
Sparkly as the fuck, but still cluttered, because there's still some shit that's happening.
Lots of things going on. Jumbly, jumbly, boom, boom, boom. Okay,
exactly. All right, so
but that's it. That's all. This week's episode, and we'll see you all next week. All right, bye.
And we're back.
We are. It's hot.
Ah. Ow. Something on you just popped.
It did. And it hurt. And I ain't like it. And it's hot. And I'm stressed.
Are you stressed?
This is gonna be a short one, y'all.
Because you're okay. All right.
My body is giving out on me. I'm 75 and a half. I cannot do it. 3/4 and a 2nd. Okay, I was born in 1748 and I can't do it.
None of that is correct. But okay. All right. Before our break, we said we were going to get into the history of polyamory. So let's get into it. Ideas around polyamory have a long history in the United States. According to Dr. Elizabeth Sheff, polyamory occurred in 3 waves within this country.
The first wave occurred in the 19th century. They were not labeled anything yet, so polyamory was not a word. But this was the emergence of free love communities like Brook Farm, Neshoba, and Oneida, which, if you're asking, yes, they make motherfucking silverware. Okay, they was in here doing complex marriage and telling niggas not to nut in people and making spoons, bitch. And we eat on them spoons. Okay, we eat our cereal on them spoons. Okay, the no nut spoons. No nut spoons. Okay, no nut. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I had something about cults, but you just ruined it with no nut spoons, so I'm gonna just continue.
Look ahead, cults. What about them? They was a cult. Oneida was a cult.
Yeah,
was
also a cult. I'm just saying, these free love communities. But yeah, no, so Oneida was a cult. And you know, they had to make some. Cults usually have products, like pretty good products.
That's where they get their no nut spoons from.
That's where we get our fancy ass silver, I guess.
Our no nut spoons and our fornicating forks. But don't fornicate too much because you can't nut.
What about the knives?
No nut. Knives?
You don't even know.
Knives also sounds like it starts with an N, which is I don't like.
That's the only bad thing you had to say about knives.
Because I already said no nut spoons.
She said no nut spoons.
So now I should have said no nut knives. And now I need to come up with spoons for something else. So I'm going to say...
spermy spoons.
Sexually complicated spoons.
sexually ungratified them.
Yeah, right, because you can't nut.
I'm about to say, no nut. That means.
I mean, maybe you can nut. Maybe you just can't nut. But you're not supposed to nut inside somebody. So I guess you pull out.
Oh, so basically it was one of those where it's like practicing.
What is it called?
Practicing self control.
Okay, when I looked it up, you know what? I'm about to look it up right now. Don't even worry about it.
All
right.
Well, we'll come back to that. The second wave occurred in the 20th century during the 60s and 70s. This was a time of sexual liberation with the feminist movement and gay liberation movement happening. Through this, we see the emergence of group sex, swinging, communes, and support groups.
Damn, I have a lot I want to say about this, but I also want to look up this first. Male sexual continence. 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 Ain't that a word?
Yes, you just said it 72 times.
And don't that mean like constipation?
Look it up again.
Incontinence.
It's incontinence?
What's incontinence?
The opposite of continence. Sorry.
Okay, so what's continence?
Well, you must have it.
Oh, self-restraint, especially with regard to sex.
Yeah.
So male continence. So they was like, hey, don't nut in these bitches.
Yeah, because they wanted them to have self-restraint. That's what I'm saying. Self-control.
Okay. Yeah. And they had complex marriage. So everybody was married, but they called each other brother and sister.
Sounds pretty complex to me.
That's just weird. So could you just fuck anybody as long as you ain't nut? Can women nut? Probably not. They probably didn't give a fuck about that shit. They didn't even know what the clues were. Anyway.
All right, so.
Wave two. We on wave two, right?
I just read it.
Yeah. You was talking about group sex. I like group sex.
Group sex, swinging, communes, and support groups.
Yes, okay. This was a time to be alive, okay? This was hippie season. So this makes perfect sense why people decided to be more poly during this time.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, fuck everything. And then the HIV epidemic came and motherfuckers started to get re-conservative about sex. Shit fucked all the shit up.
Well, yeah, because they were like, absolutely not. Fear.
So, okay, so the third wave. So the third wave comes with the existence of technology, the creation of the internet. Surprise, surprise, nobody's surprised. Okay, the internet makes everything happen. Mm-hmm. So this allowed information about polyamory to spread, as well as connect poly people across the world in various ways. So they were talking about, like, dating, getting advice from other poly people. If you didn't know what poly was, now you just easy to just Google it. Like, I just Google continents, I can Google poly. That's kind of what I did for the show, but
didn't you do that already?
So, you know, all of the internet really changed with things and made people realize that this was an option that they had and that they could do this instead of being monogamous, which a lot of people don't want to be, despite the fact that we're told that that's the only acceptable way to be.
Well, we're told a lot of things that are supposedly acceptable or not. All right.
But that's the history of it in America in a nutshell. I mean, we know that it exists in other countries and stuff like that. Like, we hear a lot about Muslim people having more than one wives, or men in Africa having more than one wives. And they have their other reasons, right? There's religious reasons or financial reasons or whatever. But this is just because you have the ability to be attracted to multiple people at once. That's kind of what this is.
Right.
Let go.
Oh, snap.
Is you watching a movie?
No. I wasn't even actually doing anything. I was looking at one thing and then it turned into something else. I'm stressed. Anyway.
She started watching a movie in the middle of the show.
I did not. I was looking for something rude. All right, what?
So, perhaps you are interested in engaging in a poly relationship. Here are a few tips to get you started.
All right. Number one. Start from a healthy place.
Super fucking important, because if you are like Joe and Love on you, okay, this season where they was like, oh, we're gonna start swinging because we so motherfucking unhappy with each other because we found out that we're both mass murderers, then we gonna, you know, it's gonna make our relationship better. And then y'all see, if y'all watch the show, that it didn't. Two people ended up in a box. Mm-hmm. And now Love is dead. Spoiler alert, sorry. But yeah, so start from a healthy place, okay? You all have to be in a healthy place so that you don't, because if y'all are in an unhealthy place and you think that you're going to bring somebody else in to make it better, really all you're doing is bringing them to an unhealthy place. And don't nobody want to deal with that bullshit.
No.
Boom.
Starting from a healthy place also made me don't join a cult. Just start it out there.
Okay, cults are actually not good, okay? I don't give a fuck about how good they spoons are.
weird way to wrap that up. But sure. All right. Tip number two. Do what?
Nice ass phones.
No, the
they expensive.
The silverware is notwithstanding. It's just upsetting that what the fuck.
Like, you know, you can go to Family Dollar and get like a pack of four forks for a dollar. That Onita limited shit, the little snow nut spoons, them motherfuckers cost like $5 for two.
Yeah, they're really.
They're some nice ass spoons.
They are real nice. Like, it's high quality silverware. It's just real annoying by its origins, I guess.
They got. Because it's all the energy of not nutting built up in these motherfucking spoons.
Well, now, they probably did nut. Just not inside people. Maybe they were given a time to nut. So, like, you know, eat, brush your teeth, fucking pray to whoever, make silverware, have sex. Do not nut. Hold the nut.
Hold the nut and then release the energy to the motherfucking silverware gods.
No, you are, well, fair. Or, come in bedtime. Come, go to sleep.
All that net is to the silverware guys. Okay.
Fucking itinerary.
Motherfucking Spoonzilla. Anyway. Where are we at? We are number two?
I'm real upset about it. What? Yes, two.
Okay. Figure out your goals. Also important. Do you know what you want out of this? Like, why are you being poly? Like, are you being poly because you truly believe you have the capacity to be involved with multiple people? Or because
your partner is like, we should be poly.
Yes, you're feeling pressured, or because motherfuckers want to cheat. So
these are all things.
Right. Okay. And then you also got to figure out, like, when you say other people can be involved, do you just mean sexually? Do you mean like I can go out on dates? Are you allowed to be in whole ass relationships with multiple people? Like, there are levels to this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Number three, learn together.
Yes, there's so much to learn about being poly, and nobody knows everything.
Why not build up your knowledge together?
Point blank, period. Like a city girl.
Yay. Okay. No, I just said okay, like four.
Oh, four! Acknowledge your monogamy mindset, okay? Even if you are poly, and you're like, yes, I'm poly, 100%, I know that's what I want to do. We all grew up in a society that said monogamy is best. It's the only thing that is acceptable. And sometimes it rears its ugly head in our subconscious and says, "This, what you're doing is wrong." Mm-hmm. And you have to say, I realize that this is coming from a place of indoctrination.
Mm-hmm.
Unlearn that shit. Unless you don't want to, like me. Because I really just, I don't have the capacity to date multiple people at once. But for the people that do, this is important.
This is important. Because I also acknowledge that I don't have the capacity to date multiple people at once. I am a lazy motherfucker.
It would have been nice to get some poly people on here. Like, our IT person is poly. That nigga taking a nap, though.
He's had a long day.
He has had a long day.
Tech wizarding takes his energy.
It really do. He look like a little baby. Little bald-headed baby right now.
He probably kick her ass if he heard what we were saying. Be an angry baby. I'm weak that you said four. Like, everybody's like, how many, you know those kids' videos? Like, how many chocolates are on the screen? And you're like, four, you're screaming. And then the thing's like, four. That's what you sounded like. All right. Five. Be prepared for self-examination.
Yes. You got multiple people romantically involved with you. They're going to call you out of your shit. So be prepared to do some self-reflection, some self-examination. Maybe that issue that you had in your relationship when it was just you and them. And you thought it was them. It's actually you. And maybe you need to change.
Maybe.
Okay? Because now two people telling you the same motherfucking thing.
No.
It's not them.
And
it's you.
Feeling attacked. Everybody say the same shit. What?
Okay? It can't all be them. It can't. All right?
Somebody fix yourself. You.
Mm-hmm. Dig a little deeper, homie.
Take that shovel, bro.
All right. I'm six. Focus on boundaries, not rules. That's one thing about poly, being poly, is that people don't want to control one another. That's part of the reason why people are poly. We act like we're not, because we know that the fact remains that people are going to be attracted to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Even in monogamous relationships, you don't stop having eyes. Okay, if someone is attractive, you're going to notice that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the point of poly, is to say that, like, I don't control your desires.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that there are not boundaries that I would like for you to stick within, limitations that I would like for you to stick within.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could respect those as best as possible, that would be great. But that doesn't necessarily mean that there are rules and you broke a rule and you're a bad person or anything like that.
Interesting. Seven, make a plan for jealousy.
Because people gonna get jealous. It's a natural human reaction. Mm-hmm. Someone's gonna feel like you're spending more time with such and such than me. Why? And what are you gonna do about that?
Come up with a plan.
Do y'all have a group family meeting? I mean, I don't know.
You can plan that.
Like, let's figure it out. Hash it all out. Make people understand, you know? And that goes to the last one on the list.
Eight.
Motherfucking communicate. Communicate. That's for any relationship, though.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
But this one, especially, you know, because you got to make sure everybody's on the same page. Okay. Girlfriend one and two. Boyfriend one and two and girlfriend three. Okay. I don't know. I just made it up. Boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, seven.
That's a lot of people. I'm stressed out.
Are you in a triad?
Stress.
Are you in a quadruplet? Are you a quadruple?
Stress.
A thruple or a quadruple?
The decouple?
Okay. That's too many. Where the lines go? Who is with who and why? Everybody together? I just know. How does this work?
This is a coat.
Y'all make spoons, don't y'all?
Wait. Not this is a coat. Y'all make spoons, don't y'all? Probably. Spoons, forks, knives, fucking China sets. The fuck?
What? Plates?
Who's gonna
need it? Do I need to make plates?
I don't know.
Motherfucking pussy plates.
I got another two y'all leader, but also, can I get a discount on whatever the fuck this is? Thank you. No.
I think the niggas do make plates. I think they make pants too.
Okay, so anybody who might be familiar with this a little more than we are, comment on this post we hear and let us know. Do they make plates?
I can't believe these niggas make silverware at all. Okay, I've been sitting here eating with my no-nut spoon.
Cults make a product. That's part. How you think they get money for the culture?
Yes, but this is a weird coat. It's like a sex coat. Like, they wasn't like coat coats. They weren't like everybody commit suicide all at once. Like, what's his face?
Jim Jones.
Mm-hmm. Is that his name? Mm-hmm. Ballin'. Mm-hmm. Really?
Not that nigga. But that's not the same. It's not the same person, bro. He would be like 82, right? Nah, he'd be older than that. That man dead. Anyway.
I just got confused. I thought Jim Jones, motherfucking. Trying to trick us like motherfucking Coliseum with the balling. Every time you be like balling, it like indoctrinates you if you want to commit suicide or something. I don't know.
No, Jim Jones was a whole thing.
I was about to say, what the fuck? I be balling all the time, bro. That's probably why I got mental health problems now.
No.
It's not.
quick, hold up. Off the rails, I'm gonna do it anyway. This man started a cult. In the form of a religion, in a church, right?
That's the Oneida people was the spoon makers. They spoons. That's why I said they got a spoon guy.
So anyway, then
they told them to fuck.
Fair. Then he moved his followers to
Texas.
Yes, but then Africa.
Damn, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, moved them to Africa. They had their own commune. It's great.
Communes. And then.
You know, he didn't want niggas to leave.
So he told them to kill themselves. Well,
if they didn't drink the punch.
Was it like Riverdale? It was like Riverdale. Have you seen Riverdale?
No. Hold up. If they didn't okay, so there was a plan. They had run several drills. They identified the people who weren't going to do it. So the plan was arsenic in the punch. You drink that shit, you die. The people that didn't want to drink the punch and leave got shot. Damn. Everybody died.
Damn.
I think there are like a couple of survivors. I don't remember how, but like most of the people died.
Okay, so this is exactly like Riverdale. If y'all don't watch Riverdale, y'all should watch Riverdale. That shit was scary. I don't like Riverdale. You would like Riverdale.
I'm excited about Riverdale.
It's a little spooky. But yeah, one of the episodes, they had some cult shit going on where they was all playing that game. And then at the end of the game, you had to drink the punch out of the little goblet.
Yeah.
And the motherfuckers' mouths and stuff was blue and shit.
Yeah.
That's where they got that shit from.
It's creepy basically as the fuck. Arsenic or whatever the fuck. You can make punch deadly and a lot of things. But anyway.
She said that way too confidently. I just want y'all to know that if no matter what happens to me, I didn't choose it.
I'm not going to kill you.
Anyway.
First of all, I wouldn't kill you. With punch. Fucking, that's obvious. Second of all.
Fucking, she's going to kill me with a spoon. Oh my God.
Yes, I'm going to beat you, bludgeon you to death with a spoon. Now.
Here we go. Anyway, yes, but this is not to say that polyamory is part of a cult. That is not the point of this.
No. That's not where we're saying it.
I don't know how we got to cults, actually.
You kept talking about fucking silverware.
Them niggas make silverware, right?
Oneida. That's how we got to
cults. You can buy stock in the Oneida.
Bro, that's how we got to cults. we found the segue.
Yes. Well, anyway, no, polyamory is not a cult. It is just it's a lifestyle choice. And if you guys want to choose it, then listen to the rest of this that made sense before we went on a rant about cults.
Yes, but unfortunately, you know, cults do use the polyamory lifestyle.
That's true.
In there.
But it's a little weird, you know. Cult. I wouldn't call somebody I'm fucking brother.
Cult acted? No, that sounds weird. Cult acted?
Hey, brother, like, oh no, oh my God, I just felt disgusting just saying that just now.
And plus, and it sounds like that whole fucking... what's that nigga's name who be like, hey brother, the bounty hunter?
I don't know.
You know who I'm talking about. I gotta show you a picture. Anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's polyamory. You know, it's a holiday coming up. We want to celebrate it. If you know people, tell them to share their stories with us on Instagram or Facebook, because we want to know all about their stuff and what they do, because we don't know, because we're not poly.
No.
So...
yeah, and if you're listening to this, it'll be the day before.
Yes. So on that day, please have them share shit with us. We want to know.
Yeah, and just ahead of time, because if you listen to this on the day it drops or the 23rd, happy National Polyamory Day!
Yes! Happy early National Polyamory Day. Also, now we're going to switch gears real fast to some regular old intimate spaces business. Erotic Spaces episode 1 dropped today.
It did.
So it is available right now for you all to go take a look-see if you are a patron of our Patreon. So please, like we said, we are dropping exclusive content. You don't want to miss out on this.
Nope.
So go ahead. We have memberships on 4 different tier levels. We have a $3, a $5, a $10, and a $25. Okay, the $3 one is really just kind of like you support us, and that's dope as fuck. $3 a month. Okay, you really don't get nothing with it. Sorry, but all right, all the way up to $25, where you get everything under the sun, my nigga. Anything you want from us, you gonna get it. Period. Except for not like that.
Am I saying anything they want? Cause
not like that. Like that. Pass. That sounds, you know. No, yeah. You can't buy us.
No, I'm about to say.
But
hard pass.
Anything on the Patreon, you can get. You know what
there
I'm saying?
You go. Mm-hmm.
If we put it on the Patreon, you got it. You got it early, too. You get early access, all types of shit. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the 5 and the 10 is somewhere in the middle. If you want to know exactly what you get with those, make sure you go to Instagram or Facebook, and they'll tell you exactly what they are.
Yeah.
But yes, Erotic Spaces has begun. It's going to be dope. We drop 1 video a month, and you want to be sure that you watch it. The fuck?
Yeah.
Because we did that shit.
Yup. First episode of the series.
It's Devin.
It's me.
Turn the fuck up. Yes. So, you
know, pay to get that content because we ain't dropping it on regular social.
We are not. We are not. You're not seeing that video anywhere. You want to see cuff dates anywhere but on Patreon. Okay. And you want to see recorded podcasts anywhere but on Patreon. So the Father's Day and Mother's Day episodes, the cuff dates, erotic spaces, all
anything
the
else we do.
Any live streams, Patreon. Patreon, Patreon, Patreon. Remember that.
Remember that, because our social media is just, you know, regular, regular, intimate spaces stuff. You want to be a step above and feel exclusive?
Join us. That's how you do it.
On our Patreon. Become a patron. We love y'all.
Yes. We want to give y'all good content.
Yes, we do.
Y'all want to see how to give a blowjob? I don't know. I made that up. I ain't did that yet, but we might.
I'm about to say, what? Is that what we discussed? Who told me? I'm about to say, when we do that?
Not with a real man, a banana or something.
But,
this ain't porn.
This ain't porn.
I thought if it was porn, that wouldn't be a big ordeal. But I'm not interested in porn. But
me either. Also.
Anyway, but yeah. So like I said, in really intimate spaces business. Make sure that you do that. Make sure that you support us. We love y'all. All that good stuff. And also, be sure to be on the. If you don't follow us, be sure to follow us because we are doing our first live event. The date has dropped, February 26, 2022.
Yes.
That's all the motherfuckers know about it. They don't know shit else about it because I ain't said shit else about it.
I'm about to say, there's nothing else out there. So okay. That's all they know.
But once I feel like dropping more information, it's going to go on our Instagram and our Facebook. So you better be following so that way you know.
And please be on the lookout at all times of the day because she be ready at 3 a.m., 2 a.m., 1 a.m., fucking 8 p.m., fucking.
I have insomnia.
I'm just saying, you got to be ready. You got to stay ready so you got to get ready or you're going to miss some shit. All right?
Fair point.
I'm just saying.
hella accurate. But yeah, so that's it. But yeah, so that's our poly episode. Mm-hmm. That's, we cleaned house just now to give y'all the updates on the information about the things and the thing
sparkly
things.
Sparkly as the fuck, but and still yeah, cluttered because there's still some shit that's happening.
Lots of things going on. Jumbly, jumbly, boom, boom, boom. Okay.
Exactly. All right. So,
but that's that it. That's all. This week's episode. And we'll see you all next week. All
right.
Bye. Bye.